This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few minutes ago, Governor Cuomo held a press conference. He is not resigning, but he was very humbled, and I don't have audio of it yet to play you, but he insists he didn't touch anyone, and he does vow to fully cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation. But again, reiterates that he is not going to resign. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio had slammed Cuomo for hiding and said that he shouldn't govern if he can't handle tough questions. And, you know, Governor Cuomo was a hero in New York. I have family in New York who, they like him. They, because he's kind of the Trump of the Democrats in a way where, you know, he'll say what he needs to say and he'll do it and he'll, you know, kind of be pretty gutsy. And so, you know, people like that. And so people were even asking for Cuomo to consider running for office. And, you know, me as a, I'm in Nevada, so I don't really see a lot of what's going on with New York, but I got to say the nursing home thing with the nursing home scandal, that did scare me. And I also was a little nervous hearing stories of how people were afraid of him and his power was unchecked. And so it's no shock, no surprise that people who felt suppressed by him and oppressed by him can't wait for him to leave. And Mayor Bill de Blasio, I was a little shocked at. I know they didn't get along, but he has been very, very vocal. And I think he's been, you know, one of the ones trying to lead the charge to ending Cuomo's reign. And so I could just feel the tension rise when Cuomo said, I'm not resigning. And so what I think is where things might go is you know, because some people are like, you know, oh, have him go already. And honestly, with the sexual harassment claims, I don't know if they have shown Governor Cuomo the proof that would convince him that he's not going to, you know, be able to stay in office. So he probably thinks he can outlast this. And so I think those leading the charge, right, going up against Cuomo, if Cuomo gets to stay in office and stay in power and overcome this, people like de Blasio, they're in trouble. And so it's kind of gutsy to speak. And listen, I'm not a fan of Mayor Bill de Blasio. I'm not a fan of, you know, a lot of what has gone on in New York has definitely, you know, left us with some questions. But, you know, that's really gutsy to take on somebody who you've been pretty afraid of. So the governor held a 40-minute briefing, and Cuomo said he's going to carry on serving the people of the state despite a growing call for him to resign. He also urged people to wait for the facts before forming an opinion. And so there's been many of you that have reached out supporting him. And you've said, look, and again, I'm trying to stay neutral. Like I said, I'm not a fan of what happened with the nursing homes. I think with the sexual harassment claims, I don't know what all the accusations are, but I didn't like his defense of, well, I was being, it was just and out of fun, I was being playful. When you put both your hands on a woman's, you know, head and ears and neck, they're kind of stuck. They're kind of a captive audience, and it is an aggressive move, and you don't do that to somebody you work with. So, you know, I didn't side with him on the I'm being playful. Are people playful? Are people flirty? I told you guys I watched the show Below Deck. Now I'm in the Below Deck Mediterranean series. A guy and a girl that worked together goosed each other. In this last episode, I don't know if I'm on episode 5, season 1, or episode 6, but actually they touched each other's, they were like dressed, and while one was leaning over and doing laundry or vice versa, they both touched each other at separate times. Okay, something like that would get them fired and is a career ender for life. And here it is in a TV show, and it was probably filmed a few years ago, so it's not like this was done in the 1950s. I mean, this was done now. Not appropriate, and people do that. People are still inappropriate with each other at work. They do. I can't think of how many times people said things that are inappropriate to me. Did I want them fired? No. But because not a lot of attention was done on what happened with the nursing home incident, I think you have people using this as the final straw when it comes to Governor Cuomo. So Cuomo had said, I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward, and I think it should be encouraged in every way. He says, I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. He says, I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it. He said, that's not easy to say. That's the truth. This is what I want you to know. I want you to know this from me directly. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never touched anyone inappropriately. So is this enough for him to be fired because he put his hand on a woman's face and neck, or he touched her back, or he touched somebody's thigh? Now, when we have to, at our jobs, watch the sexual harassment videos, touching somebody's thigh, any unwanted touching does count. So if somebody does not want to be touched on the shoulder, you don't touch him. In fact, you know, in medical school settings and with doctors, we've had to really change the way we touch patients because we were told when you talk to a patient, you touch them. In fact, there was a test. The test has been canceled. It's a practical test where when I was told to train students, the professor that was kind of an expert on the subject said, you know, when somebody says they're sad, the student needs to put their hand on the shoulder. Or touch their, you know, your leg. And I'm like, no, people might not want to be touched. No. You know, so I said, look, just go for the shoulder. Don't be touching the leg. Don't be touching the knee. But I get it. They want to show that people are, you know, connecting. And so, you know, a lot of old school people learn how to connect that way. And maybe he was flirting. Maybe he was, you know, is it enough for him to be fired? Like I said, I think the nursing home issue was already an abuse of power. But 1-877-DOC-TALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Alright guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. President Biden has struck a stimulus deal with Senate Democrats, which may mean that the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill will move forward. They're going to keep federal unemployment benefit payments at $400 per week. That's the additional $400 a week. But they're going to narrow the phase out of the measure's $1,400 stimulus checks. So this breakthrough, I guess, according to Politico, came hours before the debate kicks off on the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks it's going to start as early as tonight. One Senate Democrat aide said the chamber is now waiting only for official scores from the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation to confirm its bill doesn't have issues with the budget reconciliation. That process allows passage of the package with a simple majority. So they don't want to do the 60, you know, vote rule. They want to, and avoid filibuster, they want to have majority rules, where if it is a 50-50 split, Kamala Harris can vote for one way or the other. So Biden signed off on moderate Democrats' demand to phase out the checks more quickly. The bill's $1,400 payments will now phase out completely at $80,000 per year for individuals and $160,000 for joint filers. The phase-outs will start at $75,000 and $150,000 respectively, but the bill will retain $400 in extra weekly unemployment payments through August, rather than cutting them down to $300, as suggested by Senator Joe Manchin. And I will tell you guys what all that kind of means. So in an interview, Manchin says he approves of the changes and doesn't intend to offer an amendment to change him. Democrats need Senator Joe Manchin because Senator Joe Manchin many times, you know, will kind of disagree with some of his cohorts and colleagues. And so, if he's on the Democrat side and all the Democrats vote, then they, you know, for passage, it would go through. Republicans are expected to offer their own similar amendment. So Manchin said it's going to be a good package, it's going to help an awful lot of people, and it's targeted, the main thing, it's targeted to get people in need. So there has been a lot of debate on some of the money that has, that's, you know, included. You know, we're thinking $1.9 trillion is going to go to you and I in small business. It's a small portion of that is going to small business and the stimulus checks. A lot of it is going to a whole variety, I think, overseas and Planned Parenthood. And so, you know, because some people are thinking, why would the Republicans even debate this? If, you know, people need money, pass it. Well, because, you know, and somebody needs to just say, look, we'll pass it if you take out, you know, this, that has nothing to do with COVID. Maybe they need to be more clear on that. And it really frustrates me that that's what politicians do. You want to pass $1.9 trillion to help people with the rent, to help, you know, the schools, say it and list it. But if you have things hidden in there, right, for your own state and for your own reelection, no, that's not cool. So what we're being told, like from Senator Marco Rubio and others, is there's a lot of stuff in there that doesn't actually get to the American people. It goes to other interests. So one Republican senator said she isn't yet a hard no on the bill. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska entered a bipartisan lunch on Wednesday. I guess they call it Listening Lisa. Murkowski has had long talks with the administration about her state's economy during her consideration of Neera Tanden's nomination, which, by the way, was withdrawn. She said, I can't stand that after any of the stuff we moved to last year that we are considering $1.9 trillion, much of which is not specifically focused on COVID relief. But I'm coming from a state where people are saying we need some help and we want to know how you can. So I think a lot of people are I think this will pass because I think a lot of constituents are like, you know what, who cares? Who cares if they're going to give money to this interest group and this interest group? Just at least get some money into our hands. With the unemployment, there has been a lot of concerns. The unemployment, when it was $600 extra a week, when businesses were able to open up, they couldn't get their employees to sign on. And to get your PPP money, it was actually kind of a mess last summer, which we talked about. In order for businesses to get the PPP money completely forgiven, and not as a loan, they had to spend at least 90%. They had to spend at least originally 75% on payroll. It got brought down to 60%. But they had to prove that they hired back 90% of their employees. So for us, we hired everybody back and hired another person. We wanted to make sure there was no debate about, you know, us using it for our employees. We offered everybody full-time. We hired an extra person to help because we figured, you know, it might be busy now that we were reopening. And thank God there was the PPP money for that. But, of course, people were saying, well, I might make more on unemployment. But at the time, the government was pretty strict about if you're offered employment and you don't take it, you don't get unemployment. Biden has been looking to change that, where anybody has a right to say, no, you know, I don't want to go back. Well, the problem with that is if people don't come back because they're making more money on unemployment, there's no reason to go off unemployment. So what President Trump tried to do to address that is, okay, fine. You guys get an extra $400 a week, but $300 of it is government, $100 of it will be from the state. Now, the states were losing money with their unemployment. Why? Because employers put money into the unemployment fund. So now that employers are closed down, money wasn't coming into unemployment fund. So what Trump did is, if the governors, you know, want to still stay closed, they got to help pay for the unemployment. And it wasn't very popular, but it was, I think it was shrewd. So with this, with the Democrats in office, it's going to be, no, we'll just pay the whole $400 extra a week. So an extra $1,200 a week, for some, they're going to make still more money on unemployment. And the longer you've been off work, the harder it is to go back. Others might realize, you know what, I'll make more money. Now, it's interesting because many, some of you have asked about, you know, tip money and, you know, how come your unemployment wasn't as high as it should have been? Well, it all depends on how much you reported your tips. There's a lot of people out there that don't report their tips. So their total unemployment amount was then lower. And so, you know, so for those people in the tip industry, they might notice they make more with tips. But if you're trying to go back to your restaurant and you're only at 25% capacity, you're not going to make the tips and you're going to probably opt for unemployment. So what's interesting about this is the extra $400 a week unemployment ends in August. And so if states are trying to what I would have done, to be honest, is I would have had it end in June with a very easy way to pass to extend it, because I foresee a lot of places trying to reopen. Look at what's happening with Texas and Mississippi. Texas and Mississippi, they're saying, you know what, businesses can open up at 100%. Mississippi still would like face coverings and all that, but the mask mandate's done in both of those states. And so they're trying to open up. I foresee a lot of places. Where I live in Nevada, I could easily see by June us opening up to almost full. We're going to be opening up, I guess, to 50% next month. So when a restaurant says, all right, guys, come on back, if people say, nope, I'm making more money on unemployment, how do these businesses open up? So I would have had that sunset by June with, again, just in case there's a resurgence of the virus, an extension. But they have it going to August. So, you know, they might have other, you know, other reasons for that. So what I foresee is I do foresee this passing. I think what's going to happen is, like Lisa Murkowski said, her constituents don't care about some of the pork and, you know, some of the shenanigans politicians have done. They just want to get their stimulus check. They need money. And I think from what I understand with the unemployment, I think we're still at an additional $300-$400. I'm not sure, but I think that ends soon. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and you know, business owners are kind of upset with, you know, the money and you know, how some people aren't getting stimulus checks and some people are. It will help all of us all together, whatever money gets infused into the economy. So if you own a bakery, if you own a salon, if you own a restaurant, if people have stimulus checks and they have money, they're going to use it, they're going to spend it. Okay, we need people to spend. We do. We need people to buy food. We need people to buy clothes, you know, buy a new iPhone. So I think it'll all help. But, yeah, it does stink that money's going to places that might not deserve it. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
"We're also looking at projected at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering."
A Senate hearing continuing regarding the Capitol Hill attack on January 6th. USA Radio News. Dolly Parton gets a dose of her own medicine.
Dolly Parton is getting a dose of her own medicine.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
A year ago in April, Dolly donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University Medical Center efforts to combat COVID-19, which included Moderna's vaccine trial and clinical research. In the footnotes of a New England Journal of Medicine's announcement about Moderna's vaccine, it's credited to the Dolly Parton COVID-19 Research Fund. We're coming out of this coronavirus nightmare as long as we all stick to the plan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
National security officials are testifying before a joint Senate hearing regarding the January 6th Capitol attack. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 108 illegal immigrants in Texas, and we're not supposed to use the term illegal immigrant. I think we're supposed to be using undocumented resident, undocumented immigrant in Texas, tested positive for COVID, have been released. They said more than 100, now this is being reported by New York Post, so I'm just going to read what they wrote, okay? More than 100 illegal immigrants who tested positive for the coronavirus after their arrival in Texas since late January have been released by Border Patrol into the Lone Star State and are free to travel to other parts of the U.S. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for the border city of Brownsville, told Fox News that they are telling the migrants who tested positive to follow CDC guidelines to quarantine and maintain social distance, but that Brownsville doesn't have any authority to stop them from traveling to the rest of the country. He said the 108 positives account for 6.3% of the total migrants who received rapid tests at the city's main bus terminal. Now, that program began January 25th. Now, some of the migrants described to Noticias Telemundo Investiga how they were tested at the border, but then allowed to hit the streets despite a positive test for coronavirus. Miriam Izaguirre, a migrant from Honduras, said she crossed the Rio Grande on Monday with a young son, surrendered to authorities, but was released within a few hours by Border Patrol. She said, right now we were tested for COVID and they separated us because we were positive. She said, we are waiting right now. And they are expected to board a bus to Houston. Other migrants who tested positive said they plan to travel to North Carolina, Maryland, and New Jersey. Now, this is being reported by New York Post. Eva Orellana, a migrant from Honduras, said she and her three-year-old daughter were going to ride the bus in North Carolina. On the way, we were wearing a mask the whole time, gel, washing our hands, really didn't feel anything. Now, the immigrants said they didn't receive any documentation that they had tested positive. They were just told they were positive. Others said that after the test, they were directed to another waiting area than the others, but their movements were not restricted. A Border Patrol spokesperson told the newspaper that migrants receive an initial inspection for symptoms, but that only people with suspected cases are sent to local health authorities for proper testing, diagnosis, and treatment. But if somebody tests positive, it looks like they might not really have a plan. And so they get released. So, as we've seen, President Biden has reversed many of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies since entering the White House. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a report last month that the border is experiencing a surge of migrants. Customs and Border is also saying it was sending additional agents to the border in response to the mounting crisis. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas denied that there was a crisis at the border. They said the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are working around the clock 7 days a week to ensure that we do not have a crisis at the border and that we manage the challenge as acute as the challenge is. So to me, what that means, and again, this is one source. I mean, I'm sure we'll, you know, hear from others, but, you know, when you walk into any place in America, you have to get your temperature checked. You're told to stand over here. There's security telling you this and that. It's a little surprising that you would have authority say, look, you're positive, just walk over there. I mean, I do find that hard to believe unless they're just overwhelmed. And this is true. And they just don't know what, they aren't allowed to send people back. They have to absorb them. And they're like, well, you know what, we're doing what the administration tells us. And, you know, I keep telling everybody, look, you know, as much as I want us to have, you know, good, a very receptive and legal immigration policy, we need to be very careful about how we open our borders now, because we're bordering with Mexico, and Mexico is having a surge in cases. Now, one of you had asked last hour, you had emailed, why are the total cases of deaths rising and states are opening up? Well, I wonder if you might be looking at the graph one way, and we look so whenever you look at the total deaths, okay, and you look at graphs of total deaths, there'll be numbers, there'll be dates, okay? So, like, for example, I'm right now looking at Mexico's, but you could be, you know what, let me pull up Texas, because Texas reopened, even though they had a little uptick in cases. Let me see if I could pull up a state where the death rate is going down, and I'll kind of show. As the dates rise, as the dates go linear on the X part of the graph, if somebody, let's say we had 1,000 people die in January. And then only 200 people died in February. The number would be 1,200. You see, so the number's going up because of the death toll. It's a death toll there that's being on the graph. It's not that numbers of deaths per day are rising. That would be a much different graph. So if the graph was like how many people, it's a good question, but you know, if the graph is, you know, how many people are dying a day, I think Nevada has that graph where you see 5 and then you see 3 and then you see 2. Those graphs will then show if the death rate is rising. But when you look at total deaths, like right now in the United States, we've had a total of 529,986 deaths, so about 530,000 people died, they're saying, to COVID-related deaths. If you look, let's say nobody dies, you know, or let's say we only have maybe 5 people die in the next week, and the number's really gone down, that number's going to be at 530,005, so to speak. You see what I mean? It's still going to look like it's going up. So, you know, I'm watching what's happening in Mexico. I don't think Mexico is having as, you know, easy a time as, you know, some of our states and able to loosen up. I think Mexico is, you know, having a huge crisis with COVID. And so when the Biden administration says, guys, hold your horses and, you know, don't get too excited yet about opening up. And when the CDC director says, guys, we're worried about the new variants, I also think implied in that is they are worried about migrants coming in and bringing COVID. I mean, we've had our borders locked down pretty tight over the last year. We've still had surges of cases and all that, but we're starting to turn the corner. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, people are asking, you know, Biden to, you know, let them in. And they're escaping poverty. They're trying to escape COVID, too. But if we have COVID-positive people that are, you know, coming into the country unchecked and can spread it, I mean, you know, telling somebody, please wear a mask, you know. And remember, there's different strains. Brazil is having a heck of a time. I don't know if you guys have been watching this. According to the New York Times, they say Brazil is seeing a record number of deaths. Now, this is reported as of today. Brazil is battling a more contagious variant. And on Tuesday, so yesterday, Brazil recorded more than 1,700 COVID deaths. That's the highest single-day toll of the pandemic. So this Brazilian strain is a lot more contagious. There's been an anemic rollout of the vaccine, so they're still, you know, trying to deal with vaccines. And mind you, vaccines tested in Brazil hopefully would have been tested on the variant, but if they're using the vaccines that don't include, you know, ones that can help fight the variant, that's a problem. So preliminary studies suggest that the variant that swept through the city of Manaus is not only more contagious, but it appears to infect people who have already recovered from older versions of the virus. They say the variant has slipped Brazilians' borders and shown up in other countries as well as the United States. So, you know, we're watching this. This is obviously, you know, concerning. And when you do have people in, you know, South America coming into the United States, they could bring it here. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few weeks, many of you have kind of reached out because you don't want to offend anybody and you don't want to offend the teacher, but you are afraid to say something because you don't like what some of the kids are learning in school. And originally it was like, well, you know what, is it the algebra? Because I get it. The way they're teaching math differently these days now, I don't know how these kids are learning math. You know, why aren't you just carrying the one? And so I get there's a lot of changes. But what's been really concerning parents, even Democrats and liberal parents, are the anti-racist curricula. And the new, or how people are calling it, woke sort of curriculum. And one mother told the Daily Mail that this is very intense. She said, they told us that the most dangerous place for a black person to live is in a white person's imagination. And she said, my kid doesn't have, you know, an imagination like that. And so some of the curriculum, we talked about how a principal sent to parents the 8 white identities written by by Barner Hess, where you can be a white supremacist, a white voyeurism, white privilege, white benefit, white confessional, white critical, white traitor, white abolitionist. And you know, parents got this going, I'm supposed to pick one? It's very stressful for, you know, the parents who are kind of not knowing exactly where to stand in terms of, you know, kids having to write a report or to pick a level of racism that they have. And, you know, I had spoken to, apparently a parent reached out. I said, you know, don't have your child put anything in writing. The last thing we need is that coming out 30 years from now when the kid doesn't understand what they were saying. Saying, yeah, I am a white supreme person, and they don't understand what they're, so be very, very careful about what the kid puts in writing. But it is, it's a little overwhelming, and that's what some parents are saying. So more than 80% of Americans, according to one poll, including 59% of conservatives, agree that education should teach children about the history of racism. This was a poll commissioned by the 74. They said schools, so, and here's the thing, okay, and maybe my memory is a little off, but when my kids learned about segregation, when I learned about segregation, it was horrifying. The pictures we saw, the movies, in America, and we're talking, I mean, when I was a kid, so we were talking only a couple decades prior, I saw what was happening in my country to people who were black, and I came home horrified that something like that happened. Same thing with my kids. They were like, Mom, did you know that this happened? I go, yeah, I did. It was horrible. And, you know, I mean, oh, thank God that we've overcome that, and we don't have segregation, and we don't have separate bathrooms, and, you know. And so what we learned and how we learned about it, the history itself, was, I mean, really, really powerful. And, I mean, my kids didn't need a teacher saying that, you know, white people are bad. My kids didn't need that. They just needed to see what happened, and they knew this was wrong. Same thing with me. But it seems to me like teachers are feeling forced to preface this by, this is what, you know, people did. And white people did, or whatever. And it takes it to a whole new level. I understand people don't want to leave it to chance. They want to prove, because there's a lot of now, campaigns to prove that schools are, you know, having anti-racism curriculum. Now I believe this is something, in fact, you know, one of my parents said they embraced this and changed the curriculum faster than giving teachers PPE. I mean, this was organized, and it was put in schools right away, and the curriculum was changed faster than we even knew it was happening. So, I mean, obviously there's organization, and, you know, people can get things done if they want to, but it's taking it to extremes. I mean, if a parent has to choose what, you know, which level of racism they are, or if a kid has to choose, that's not, anyway, so apparently schools are getting backlash, but a lot of parents are worried about saying anything. Now, what some parents have done is just taken their kids out of school and tried to put them in private schools. Well, private schools are kind of full, and private schools are expensive. Dalton School in Manhattan has had some controversy because an 8-page memo of staff's anti-racist demands was leaked, proposing sweeping changes to staff training and the curriculum. In San Francisco, the school board had voted to strike the names of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and dozens of other historical figures from the district's institutions deemed to have ties to racism or have dishonorable legacies. So a public school parent of Ann Arbor, Michigan, says this whole woke movement is horrible for society. Apparently, there's been some discussions of removing Shakespeare. She said, why are we constantly focused on race, 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 color, color, color? She said, everyone's open to be receptive of things, but they're jamming it down our throats in the worst way. And so I don't know what the answer is, you know, and I guess I need to be, you know, educated on what were we missing in our prior training. But when, you know, we learned about, you know, what happened in the 60s and before that, and, kids having to be in separate schools and bathrooms and, lack of job access and that. I mean, when we were taught that, the point was very easily made that, you know, in America we had times that we are not proud of and shouldn't happen again. Same thing with slavery. I mean, any of us that learned what happened with slavery come out of that going, that better not happen again. What was not taught? What point was not, I guess, gotten across that has made educators feel they need to, on top of that, start having anti-white curriculum? I don't know. And what's really interesting is there's a lot of people out there that aren't white that are not asking for that. And they're worried that racism is going to be, you know, is going to be perpetuated because, you know, it's the divide keeps being brought up. One parent said Black History Month is February, and it hasn't even been brought up at any of our schools. So all this is going on, and the school forgets to even teach Black History Month. In Pennsylvania, a parent states she pulled her child from local public school after a cultural proficiency committee drew up a plan to offer explicit lessons on equity and race for our students. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, there is racism. And so, yes, there are things that need to be fixed. There's unequal pay. There's unequal access. There's, we've seen, issues in healthcare where, even some of our equipment may not work as well on those who aren't white because of the color of their skin. I mean, we really have to look at, you know, I've even said the same thing with blood pressure medicine. You don't give everybody the same blood pressure medicine because in African Americans, they could sometimes with diuretics lose more of their potassium. So we need to be very cognizant of, you know, of people's race and ethnicity so we give them the right medicine. But unfortunately, parents don't know what to do. And they feel trapped, and they don't want to look like they're, against Black Lives Matter, but they don't want their kids to have to admit something they're not. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.